This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait a minute. I didn't think I was going to get to pull this out again until like September, maybe like late, mid to late September, maybe early October. But wait a minute. If you just can't get over it yet, if you just need a little bit more, if you just have not been able to find closure, Golden Knights, you may have heard it yesterday. A stick salute to Vegas and our fans. Third Street stage outside the D, Fremont Street Experience. Oh. Tomorrow from 5:30 to 7. 5:30 to 7. Get there at 1.
All right.
Oh, it's going to be a madhouse.
Oh, so cool.
Special appearances from select players. Hello, Derek England. Hello, Cody Glass. No, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you never know. We'll show up. And that's because they didn't want to commit folks, to that.
And sure.
General Manager George McPhee will be there, and that's enough for me, man.
Oh.
Head Coach Gerard Gallant will be there. Go show him.
Go
pay respect and show love. I have an idea. I have an idea a few players will show up. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nightline will be there, presented by the Drum Bots. Golden Aces will be there. Chance will be there. You should ought to be there, too. Boy, oh boy. It's going to be something.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be something.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's happening tomorrow. What's happening right now, seeing this is a bit of an outrage. Mother's Day. Look at all the songs for Mom. Oh.
From mom. Swear to your mother.
There's enough in there. We did a thing called the Momtage a while ago where you could try and guess what those songs were to try and win something. How many are there? Like six in there, right, Davey?
Yes, sir.
And we use this all the time.
You're
for moms.
Beautiful.
That for moms all the time.
You're beautiful.
What do we use for dads? That's it. What's another Father's Day song? Exactly. I defy you to come up with another Father's Day song. No, all the dads got out of all of. Oh, you're beautiful, and Mama, I love you, and thank you for everything, and Mama, you're the greatest, and Mama, you're an angel. And what do we get? But I'm telling you, I think this is dads might bring it upon themselves just a little,
maybe.
Because I'm telling you, this just got the smell of a dumpster fire to it, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, God, 100%.
It's a great prize. Nicki Minaj and Future, November 24th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. All you got to do is get your dad to get on the phone with us for 5 minutes to play the Super Dad game. We're going to ask your dad three questions, and then we're going to ask you three questions. And that's it.
Yep.
And honest to God, I really don't see the situation where you don't win Nicki Minaj and Future tickets.
Okay.
Right?
Now, if this was Mom's, phone lines would be jammed.
Done.
Right now? it's a desert out there.
Gotta convince Dad.
And it ain't water smart.
Nope.
No.
702. Okay, so maybe I haven't made it official enough. We are playing the game right now. If this was Mom's, people would have been calling for a half an hour.
Yep.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I guess we got to make it official. So right now, call 702-364-9898. We have to be able to conference in your dad to play the game and he actually he has to actually play the game.
Okay.
Sounds easy. Would your dad do it?
Probably.
Your dad would do it. Your dad's fun.
I know.
Davey, your dad would do it.
Yeah.
My dad would have done it. My dad would have totally overthought it.
I haven't talked to my dad.
I'm not asking you. I'm not.
I went to him, I go, oh, no. Just kidding.
he says while crying.
And that'll be the line every Father's Day bit this week. And as it should be. And as it has been in years past. And as it will be in years to come.
Ask Mrs. Dad a question. Crickets.
Oh, no. Like later. We'll do it later on this week. Sorry, I was thinking we were doing another Dad's Day thing later. We're not. But later on this week, we'll do another Father's Day bit. Oh, what did your dad, blah, blah, blah. What was your dad really great at? Spence. Not being there.
Leaving.
Why should you laugh at that person?
It's water under the bridge. It's fine.
Makes me uncomfortable now.
It should. You've had a whole lifetime with your dad.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And welcome to the Super Dad Game. Super Dad Game, Davey says we've got really great contestants. I'm very excited.
Oh, good.
For winning before you can buy them, Nicki Minaj and Future tickets. Hey, Charlene.
Hi, good morning.
What did you have to do to talk your dad into playing?
He didn't even know I was calling. My dad is so cool and so funny. I just thought this would be really interesting.
Oh, awesome. So we're just going to drag him into this. He has no idea what's happening?
Yes.
Who's this going to go worse on, us or you?
It's probably going to go worse on you guys.
Can't wait.
I just hope you can understand what he's saying because he talks kind of, I hope you can understand him.
Okay.
Hold on a second. We're going to leave you on the phone while we talk. What's your dad's name?
Richard.
It's Richard?
Richard. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. Talks just fine, Charlene. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Morning, Dad.
Morning.
We woke you up, didn't we, Richard?
No, I'm up very early.
The good news, Richard, is this game does not require pants. So we're going to be okay.
That's the good news, we've always said.
Well, he probably don't have on none. He's probably just sitting in the kitchen watching TV. That's his little man cave in his boxers. Sorry, Dad.
Is that the truth? Are you in your boxers in the man cave? That's a good thing.
Yes, I am.
I would be.
That's funny.
I love this. All right, Davey, keep Charlene busy for a second while we talk to Richard. We just got to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
She's trying to win some concert tickets. So
okay,
answer as truthfully as you can.
Okay.
Question number one. Do you know what Charlene's favorite drink is?
Margaritas.
Okay.
What'd you write down, Kayla?
Margarita.
Oh, margarita.
Tequila girl. Huh?
When was one time, besides right now, that you were really mad at Charlene, that she'd remember?
I can never be mad at her.
She was one of those kids, you knew you were never mad at her one time?
No, that's never good. Really.
That's good. Never really mad at her. We'll take that. It's a question that one man shouldn't ask another man about his daughter, but I'm going to. Mostly because you're in L.A. and I'm here.
Okay.
Trust and believe, next time I go to L.A., though, I'll be looking over my shoulder.
Where
is that Richard?
Oh, no.
Richard?
Hey.
Who was Charlene's first?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Who was her first?
Damon? Yes.
Damon. Did you like Damon?
Yeah, he was all right.
Okay.
Not after that. Right. You're a good man. See, know that, and that's all we had
that's
to
all
do.
All it took.
All right, Davey, you ready to bring her back in? Okay. Hang on a second. Let's see how she does. By the way, you can give her crap when she screws this up. Okay, feel free. That's the bonus for you. Is now you can give her a hard time when she screws this up because it's stuff about her. She should know stuff about her own self.
Yeah,
but Daddy knows best. That's what we know. All right.
Yes.
And Charlene, we asked your dad three questions. We just want to see if you can match your dad and be the winner in the Super Dad Game, okay?
Okay.
We asked your dad what your favorite drink is. What do you think he said?
My favorite drink? Did he say juice?
In a way.
You know what? Let me help. I think we can. As an adult, what's your favorite drink?
Oh, vodka, cranberry, vodka. Did he say that?
He did not.
No, why? He did not. No.
He said why? He
did not.
No, he didn't say that either.
No.
Wow, you're
oh, my God.
You're 0 for 2 there. What did you say, Richard?
Margarita.
Margarita. Don't you drink margaritas? Charlene, don't
yes.
you drink? Well, what are you doing then?
I don't know.
So who's, honest to God then, who's more accurate, your dad or you?
My dad.
See, we told you dad
knows. See, she's
that.
Overthinking it. You're overthinking it. You got it. You just
that's what it is. I'm overthinking it. Okay, come on, Dad. Let's go. I'm going to get the other two.
Continue your thought. Continue your thought, Kayla. You're Kayla in this one. You're thinking too hard. You're trying to win.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking too hard.
Okay. Right.
Question number two. When was one time we asked your dad, when was one time that your dad was really mad at you? What did he say?
The one time when I was really mad.
Don't text your dad and tell him to text you back.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Probably when I moved out of LA. He didn't like that. Even like when I moved away from home by myself.
I love that, though, because that's a thing that you do when you're an adult. And yeah. So that means that you went through your entire childhood and nothing sticks out at you as him being super mad at you. And that is what he said. He couldn't really think of a time that he was actually mad at you. And we're going to call that a match.
Nice.
We're going to call that a match. Nice job. Congratulations.
Good job.
Very good. See, Dad knows best.
Were you a little upset, Richard, when she went to Vegas from L.A.?
Yeah, a little bit, but she's grown, so.
Were you mad or were you sad?
Mostly sad, more than anything.
Yeah, but at least she's far enough away that she can't hit you up for money. That's good. So she's got to come all the way back to get money. So that's good.
Not with Venmo, actually.
Yeah, she can drive. It's a couple hours drive, but. She can't be coming over and bugging you for stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This works out for you. So you can sit in the kitchen in your boxers.
Right.
Which I get it. Dude, I get it. Trust me. All right, so third and final question. We asked your dad, Charlene, be very careful how you answer this. We asked your dad who your first was, and he named one.
Oh, Damon.
And that is a match. Was it obvious? Okay. So was it, how did he find out that it was Damon? How does he know that it was Damon?
Crazy question. Damon is my kid's father. We started dating when I was 13 all the way up into my 20s. We dated for 13 years.
Oh, my God.
Okay. After that, I started dating girls, and I haven't dated men since. And it's crazy because me and Damon are best friends. And we just recently purchased a house in Vegas like 2 months ago together. But he lives in L.A., and I take care of the house here. We're best friends, and my family wants us to get back together, but we're just best friends. So anybody would say that. Everybody knows who Damon is. So
anybody would know it. Anybody would
that's
know
great.
It.
Interesting.
That's a great story. And by the way, that's a winner in the Super Dad Game.
Richard, tell your dad
what you want, Charlene.
Dad, I want some Nicki Minaj tickets and some Future concert tickets. I love you so much, Daddy. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
It's Father's Day, but she got all the presents. How the hell does that work? Uh-huh. Have a great day, Richard. We appreciate you.
All right, bye, Dad. Talk to you later.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, Davey, if the triple secret inside hotline rings.
Yeah, I got it.
And I'm trying not to involve the politicians.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be easy because we've been able to get Sisolak on the phone and all that. But there's an election today, and I don't want to look like we're biased or anything like that.
Oh, true. Very true.
I don't want to look like that. But there is a county official that I know that I might be able to get to at least let us know what the process is. but it's spelled M-A-U-L-E. It's that street that runs over by Fest Junior High.
Right.
And there's a new elementary school behind it.
Yeah, Shelley Berkeley.
That it really?
Yeah.
Is that Shelley Berkeley Elementary?
Shelley Berkeley Elementary.
Come
yep.
on.
Yep.
Well, okay, so all of that. And the street is M-A-U-L-E. And because, well, let's pronounce it in its native Hawaiian, Ma'ule. There's got to be a way that I at least want to find out if there is a possibility that we could get Clark County to recognize an official pronunciation. Now, sadly, there's probably somebody in there named Maul or whatever. Yeah.
And that's what the street's named after.
That's one of our pioneers, and we're being very offensive to their legacy right now, but...
I reached out to Chopper Tom some years ago because I never knew how to pronounce it, whether it was Maul or Mole or whatever, and he didn't seem to know either.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's good, right?
So you say that. I see that. And being the optimistic person that I am, I'm like, so you're saying there's a chance? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we could pull this off. Davey, who's on the phone?
Michael McNinch from Summerlin.
Well, okay, let me ask. Michael, how long have you lived in Summerlin?
I've been here for a while, probably the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, so you're a West Side guy. So that street over there by Wet n Wild, the one that goes by Fest Junior High and Shelley Berkeley Elementary, up into where they're building new houses up there in the ridges.
The cliffs.
Oh, and the cliffs.
They're called the cliffs.
Yeah, the cliffs, which is even like the people in the ridges are like, dang, I got to move to the cliffs. You know, it's like that. M-A-U-L-E, how do you pronounce that street?
You know, I never knew. I always said Mall because I heard everybody else say Mall, and then I saw the street name. And I was like, that doesn't look like Mall.
God, I was hoping you'd play along and say Ma'ule.
Ma'ule.
I mean, it's over by Island Flavor. You might as well call it Ma'ule.
Michael, all right.
Okay.
You're speaking Spence's language
now. Yeah, you've redeemed yourself now. congratulations. We have front of the line passes for our advanced screening of Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom, June 19th at Red Rock. All right.
Thank you.
All right, man. You're welcome. I'm just curious. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How quick did you guys get engaged?
So our story's kind of weird. I mean, we've known each other for a long time. We met at a smoothie shop a long time ago. It was our first job. I've known her since high school. I went out, left the country for two years, came home, and things were different. We started dating. But we were engaged for 6 months.
So that's kind of quick.
That's quick. Yeah.
That
yeah.
in and of itself is kind of quick.
It is quick. But again, I've known her for a very long time. We've been friends for a very long time.
So. I gotcha.
Kind of like a Pete Davidson thing. Him and Ariana have been friends for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, pop.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So is Pete. See, I didn't know that part of it.
No.
So has Pete been laying groundwork the entire time? Is it possible that Pete was the shoulder that Ariana was crying on, that she would go to Pete whenever things were bad with Mac, and that is why this has happened the way it has.
Ooh.
Could be.
And that Pete, ever so slowly, like dripping water on a rock, just ever so slowly took his time and drove a wedge between Ariana and Mac Miller. And now he's going to marry the girl.
Or is Ariana the one that drove the wedge between Pete and Cassie David? Because if you recall, he was dating Cassie David for 2 years before they broke up, even later than Ariana and Mac Miller did. They broke up, Cassie David and Ariana broke up, or Cassie David and Pete Davidson broke up like 3 days after Mac Miller and Ariana Grande.
Ooh. They did. The breakups are very close in time, close in proximity. Cassie David is Larry David's daughter, by the way. The
sure.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Sure.
Which has nothing to do with this. But
yeah, but you love that.
Wikipedia.
You know all about that stuff. Oh, no. This is a total setup.
They were they were talking to each other about their relationships and how they were going bad, and they found love in each other's arms.
Yeah.
And it's so quick.
Oh,
see? So on one hand, you got your Ariana Grande. And on the other hand, you got that Anne Marie who just doesn't want to be loved.
Get away from me. F-R-I-E-N-D-S. That you effing spell friends. Me.
Her Anne Marie is not good.
No, that's how I guess. No, she's had singing voice and talking voice.
Oh, and maybe okay. Ariana Grande sang that song to Pete Davidson for a long time. But he didn't give up.
Yeah. But Pete kept smoking her out.
Yeah.
And telling her that, you know.
I love the theory that the reason that they're dating, and we've held on to this for so long, the reason that they're dating is because Ariana has a weed hookup with Pete Davidson.
No, she has it. I'm sure she has many hookups. That's the good one.
That's the
best one. Everything about Pete Davidson is better.
Yeah, it is true.
He's funnier. They understand each other. They're great. He's double tattooed himself.
Oh, man.
Everything is perfect. He's the ideal guy for her. Everything about Pete Davidson is better. And he gets better weed.
Than Mac Miller.
Okay, so here's the question. Mm-hmm. At 702-364. Who does, you know what? You know who Mac Miller gets his weed from?
Who?
Pete Davidson. Cut out the middleman.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I could open this up a little bit.
Okay.
What's the quickest anybody got engaged? But bonus points for quickest from breakup to soulmate.
All right.
I threw this out on the KLUC Facebook yesterday and got a fair number of answers. Of course, can't find the post now.
Of course.
It always works.
Yeah, and the comments didn't show up. It's like, what are you doing? Some people get married after a few weeks of knowing each other, says Jesse. It's no big deal. They feel like they're in love. And all we should do is watch and wait for the wedding special on TV. That's true. They're different from each other, but that's what probably makes it right. Are they that different? Audie says they look too much like brother and sister. Ew. It's got that feel to it, right?
They don't look anything alike to me.
Ariana Grande?
No, I think they do.
Really?
I get it. Just the dark hair.
I think she looks more like Mac Miller than she ever did look like Davidson.
Hmm. And of course, you get the obligatory, no one cares. Well, you cared enough to comment. Check it.
That means you care.
I do love throwing that back in people's faces. Nobody cares. Really.
You like saying that to people?
Oh, yeah. No, I like throwing it back in their face and going, well, you cared enough to comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the no one cares. You just stop doing that. Who went quickest from breakup? Pete, with his Instagram post. Thanks for making this idiot from Staten Island the happiest boy on earth. No kidding. No kidding, Pete. But who went quickest from breakup to soulmate? And who went, or just who got engaged the quickest? At 702-364-9898. Wow, Teresa's gone through this exact same thing. How quick?
He broke up with his girlfriend a week, and then 2 weeks later, we were married, and we've been together for 25 years.
What?
Yeah.
So within 3 weeks, he went from a girlfriend to a wife, that separate women.
Yeah.
Wow.
It
worked out perfectly, because I've been with him since I was 15 years old.
Are you in the shower? Are you in the shower by any chance right now?
No. I'm making breakfast for my kids.
Oh, could you pretend like you're in the shower? No,
don't do that.
No.
So that didn't bother you, though, that just, I mean, literally days before he had been with somebody else?
Well, I knew about how their relationship was, and they weren't happy, and the girl had already cheated on her and him, so he had been trying to make their relationship work. So I was kind of his best friend and his shoulder, kind of like the same situation. And then it was just like, well, I'll make it work out. And we ended up together forever.
And then you said you got married 2 weeks later?
Yeah, 2 weeks later we got married.
Wow.
That is insane.
What did your family have to say about that? And I'm not. And honestly, you're not on trial here. I'm very curious because I think this is amazing.
They weren't happy about it, but they supported me. And being the fact that he was responsible, he had his life set, so they didn't mind it, and they agreed.
That's awesome. So, at least they had.
You know, it's always
But at least they supported you in that, because that would have been a lot tougher the other way.
No, yes, yes. You always have to be able to do something with your family support, because without that, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but a lot of people do it the other way. You
that
know what
true.
I'm saying?
But they don't work.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest, my dad would not put up with any of that. What do you do, marrying some guy 2 weeks after you start dating? That's unheard
of. Your dad would have gone nuts.
He would have gone. If I was still married, like a buddy, for example, if we got married in those first 2 weeks of dating, my dad would come back around and be like, and never talk to me again. Like, literally every Christmas would be so awkward.
Huh.
Well, mind you, he was, I mean, everybody knew him as a very good friend of mine, so they knew he wasn't a stranger to the family.
Yeah, so it wasn't that
but
weird.
It did make a difference on that.
Yeah, it wasn't like some people were going, so what's your name again? Like,
yes,
like, who are
exactly.
you again?
No.
Yeah, so they already
knew. He's a good friend of mine, so.
Right on. All right, well, have a great day. What's for breakfast?
Thank you. Bacon and croissants and scrambled eggs.
Ah, it was the bacon.
Delicious.
It was the bacon that we had. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
2 weeks.
I know. It's amazing.
2 weeks.
That's like you breaking up with Buddy today, and then by the end of June, you're shacked up with another
July,
dude married.
By July, oh, wow. You can just say you had a 4th of July wedding. Fireworks going off. Blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine?
That? No, not at all. That's crazy.
Right now, my wife's at home going, really? Could I turn this around that fast?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.